This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. At least 44 people were killed and more than 100 injured in a stampede at a religious festival bonfire in northern Israel on Friday, according to medical officials. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a great tragedy, saying everyone was praying for the victims. The stampede, one of the deadliest civilian disasters in Israeli history, occurred during the celebrations of Lag BaOmer at Mount Meron. Tens of thousands of people, mostly ultra-Orthodox Jews, gather each year to honor Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochi, a second-century sage and mystic who is buried there. The tomb is considered to be one of the holiest sites in the Jewish world and is an annual pilgrimage site. Brazil has become the second country in the world to top 400,000 COVID-19 deaths, despite some recent signs of containment of the virus. Local health experts had celebrated the recent decline of cases and deaths, but many fear more gruesome days could be ahead when winter hits the southern hemisphere. April is already Brazil's deadliest month of the pandemic, with thousands of people dying at crowded hospitals. About 100,000 people lost their lives in Brazil in only 1 month. The daily tally of COVID-19 cases in India continues to climb toward 400,000. Friday, the health ministry reported 386,452 new infections. The daily toll of new cases has been more than 300,000 for 9 consecutive days. Indian media are reporting that some public health experts believe the actual tally of new infections may be at least 5 times higher than the official count. This is VOA News. The White House said U.S. troops and equipment are leaving Afghanistan days ahead of the official start of the planned withdrawal, marking the beginning of the end of America's longest war. A White House spokesperson said the drawdown will be deliberate and conducted in a safe and responsible manner that ensures protection of the troops. Also Thursday, a NATO official confirmed to VOA that some of the 7,000 troops sent to Afghanistan as part of the multinational Operation Resolute Support had also left the country. During President Joe Biden's address to a joint session of Congress Wednesday, he said the troops went to Afghanistan to get terrorists who attacked us, adding justice was served. The planned troop withdrawal comes as a new quarterly U.S. report documented a staggering 82% increase in insider attacks on Afghan government security forces in the first quarter of this year, resulting in 115 personnel killed and 39 wounded. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction reported Taliban insurgents posing as Afghan police or military personnel are behind most of the insider attacks. The Afghan war, which started with the October 2001 U.S.-led international military invasion of the country, is said to have killed an estimated 241,000 people so far. The Islamic militant group Hamas has rejected Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas' decision to cancel the first elections in 15 years, calling it a coup with no popular support. In his announcement early Friday, Abbas cited a dispute with Israel over voting in East Jerusalem, but delaying the elections will likely spare his divided Fatah party another embarrassing defeat. Hamas, which had been expected to perform well in the May 26 elections, slammed the decision to delay the vote in a brief statement issued on Friday. And thousands of ethnic Karen villagers in Myanmar are poised to cross into Thailand if, as expected, fighting intensifies between Myanmar's army and Karen insurgents. Thai officials say nearly 200 villagers have crossed into Thailand this week. Thailand has reinforced its forces and restricted access to the border. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.